Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Governor Lal Ganesan emphasizes that today's students have good facilities and infrastructures. Advisor Dr. Gekre Lule Yome says comprehensive Nagaland education sports policy to be out soon. 699 candidates files nominations for the upcoming ULP elections in Nagaland. 13 candidates from Longling district under Eastern Nagaland withdrew candidature. And first session of the 18th Lok Sabha to commence from 24th of this month. Now the news in detail. A total of 62 student toppers, rank holders and achievers received the Governor's Award for HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2024 in different categories. The awards include Governor's Award to HSLC and HSSLC toppers, Governor's Award for achievers in MILs and skill education subjects, government schools students, Eastern Nagaland students, Governor's Excellence Award for Science Study, HSSLC, and NPSC awards to HSLC and HSSLC toppers. In a felicitation program held at Rajbhavan, Kohima today, Governor Lal Ganesan congratulated all the toppers, rank holders and achievers for their outstanding achievements in the recently declared HSLC and HSSLC results. He also credited the teachers, families and friends for their unconditional and unwavering support they have bestowed throughout their journey. Lal Ganesan said the government has been playing active role and has been introducing policies and regulations to improve the education system in India. He said National Education Policy 2020 is one such policy founded on the five guiding pillars of access, equity, quality, affordability and accountability. He believed that globalization has led to the improvements in the quality of education in India and expressed happiness to see the students receiving quality and skill-based education. He said India is already the fastest growing economy in the world and there are many opportunities for growth not only in Nagaland but also across India. The governor emphasized that today's students are fortunate to have good facilities and infrastructures and being provided with quality education by trained and experienced teachers. On the occasion, the governor also announced enhancement of cash award for the toppers of HSLC and HSSLC from next year. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Gekre Lole Yome, today said that the department will be bringing out a comprehensive Nagaland education sports policy soon. He said this while interacting with the student toppers, rank holders of HSLC and HSSLC today at Rajbhavan. He said, acknowledging the potential in skill development and energetic Naga youth, the department is bringing out the Nagaland Education Sports Policy, which will integrate and enable students to choose sports as their field. Yome said, sports can be a successful career and hope that in 20 years' time, a Naga will bring an Olympic medal and make the country proud. The advisor further said it is in the process of getting concurrence of higher education, youth and sports resources, Nagaland Olympic Association, to bring out the sports policy. He informed that the department is doing a massive overhauling and one of its major steps is to introduce the Nagaland Education Service in which every year the department can advertise posts so that young people can enter into the service. Yome added that the department is also in the process of rationalization exercise to address the shortage of teachers in the state and hope to improve this by introducing the Nagaland Administrative Service. He said the department is currently carrying out delimitation of its educational area and hoped it will smoothen the administration of both private and government schools. Advisor Yome further said the department introduced a phased pilot project for the teacher attendance monitoring system for accountability. A total of 699 aspiring candidates filed nominations for the upcoming urban local bodies elections in Nagaland scheduled to be held on 26th of this month. according to data from the State Election Commission, on the last day of filing nomination yesterday, 699 candidates, including 238 female, had filed nominations from across the state. Meanwhile, there were reports that 13 candidates from 11 wards in Longling District under Eastern Nagaland who had filed their nominations have also withdrawn their candidature. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members in election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place. President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and a discussion on her address will also be held in this session. Meanwhile, the session of Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post. He said people of the country have decided and now MP must serve the nation. Rijiju said Parliament is the perfect platform to discuss, debate and deliver to fulfill the aspirations of the 140 crore Indians. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio has congratulated N. Chandrababu Naidu on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh. He wished Naidu a successful tenure. Rio also congratulated Mohan Charan Machi on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Odisha and extended his best wishes to Machi for a successful tenure. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Kumar Ramnikan, today held a district-level coordination meeting with ward authorities and political parties in view of the upcoming elections to Kohima Municipal Council. Addressing the meeting, Ramnikant urged the ward authorities and political parties for cooperation and assist polling officials deputed on election duty. Secretary to Government of Nagaland and election observer for Kohima Municipal Council, Anthony Nguli, directed the ward officials to strictly follow the model code of conduct to ensure free and fair elections. Additional Secretary to Government of Nagaland and election observer for Chibobozo Town Council, S. Dainu Kumunken, appealed the ward authorities and political parties to take election matters seriously as it is a process to elect the representatives for progress and development. She urged the ward leaders to work within the guidelines issued by the State Election Commission. During the meeting, Superintendent of Police and District Police Nodal Officers for Kohima District, Relo Ayer, stated that necessary security arrangements will be made for elections in both Kohima Municipal Council and Chibobozo Town Council. Additional Deputy Commissioner and Returning Officer Denning Limlila Sangdam today held a coordination meeting with representatives of Denning Town to create awareness and information on the model code of conduct. Limlila briefed the members on maintaining law and order responsibly during the election and asked them to strictly adhere to the model code of conduct. She also requested all intending candidates for the upcoming urban local bodies election to contest the elections honourably and peacefully. The meeting was attended by various political parties, representatives from Denning village councils, ward kamburas and intending candidates from all the 9 wards of Denning town. Superintendent of Police Wokhard District, Abdullah T. Imchen, has informed that a B-Koy of 24 Assam Rifles will have a firing practice at Newland Assam Rifles firing range. The firing practice will be held on 14th, 18th and 22nd June from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. In this regard, the SP has directed all adjoining colonies and villages to stay away from the firing range area to prevent any loss or injury to human lives, livestock and materials. And now it's 20 News, here are the headlines again. Governor Lal Ganesan emphasizes that today's students have good facilities and infrastructures. Advisor Dr. Gekre Lule Yome says comprehensive Nagaland education sports policy to be out soon. 699 candidates filed nominations for the upcoming ULP elections in Nagaland. 13 candidates from Longling District under Eastern Nagaland withdrew candidature. And first session of the 18th Lok Sabha to commence from 24th of this month. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.